bud.
He brought everybody a...
Oh, looky there. Thank you.
That's your fourth color you've had. But that,
did I get traded on that?
I don't know if this... I didn't give this to anybody last week, and I should have had it.
$3, but...
That's okay. All you, actually, what you just need to do is to get into...
My discount.
There you go, and that way you'll get on the record.
Okay. Well, eventually, you want me to keep it for now?
I think I'm about happy and I've got $4.
Oh, yeah, that's true, it is. Yeah, yes, we'll accept that. Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's hard to tell what those little different tips look like. They all kind of look the same, but hey.
Do you want it?
Okay, tonight.
Thank you, Steve. This You're is welcome. A real treat. Chocolate would have been better, but that's okay.
Heck no. Them dudes out there come in handy.
Hey, Sean missed a cake deal, so.
Did I miss cake?
Oh, you did. It was to die for. Yes.
Just for no reason?
You wasn't there.
Oh, that's a good reason to celebrate. I'm surprised lots of people didn't bring cake.
We sang, too.
Yeah, hey, he's not here. Yay, yay, yeah. All right. Going to be a long meeting tonight now.
Wait a minute. Do I have no say-so at all?
I've made them cut last past midnight before, so.
You mean, yes, I know. I've been in one of those.
It would be a lot easier to just bring you a piece of cake and it will make them last till midnight.
You'll learn. You'll learn.
Those are rare. That was the racetrack one.
Well.
What time did we get out of there, Benita?
It was
after midnight.
Yeah. I walked out at 11 minutes after
12:45.
Yeah, well, it was only after midnight.
That's all they had. All of it was open.
Good pass. Don't want to seem too influential.
Any questions for us? Do you have? From her, what you need?
I do.
Everything? Okay. But you got it. Okay. So
I was. I'm
sure that's fine.
Yeah. Patience if you're helping us with that.
Okay, go ahead. I won't stop you.
It's nothing for all. Noel, I read his side.
Benita was really proud of me. I didn't show up yesterday.
We're all proud of you.
Well, Bob
said
over. Reminded him enough.
No kidding.
I said, well, I did remind you.
That don't matter. I still forget.
Hey, Rick, that house that we looked at over on Walnut, the 5-4 bedroom, there was something wrong with the roof, and their homeowner's insurance can fix it.
Yeah. So, well, I knew there was.
I'm glad you called it to my attention, because I would have never have noticed it.
How are you, bud?
Yeah, all right.
Good, you?
You couldn't have done anything, right?
Yeah.
Pre-existing damage.
But it's going to cover under her homeowner's insurance. So.
Good she had it. Make sure that she fixes it. Check on me, Ricky.
Yeah, that's true.
Is Amanda here?
Hey.
Are you Amanda? Can you come here?
Where's the first location?
So this...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to make sure you were available in case we need to ask a couple of questions.
Okay.
That's new information.
Yeah. Okay. For us. Okay.
All right, thank you.
No, nobody likes that with the electric company people. We're going.
You got to bring much money out of me. I'm here right now. I turn it down to 60 anyway. I keep it down.
How am I going to eat?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to go out and shoot you another beer.
Do that.
I've got some in my yard. I'll be more than happy to give to the cause.
You've told me that. I've told you now. If you ever really want them eradicated, we can't take care of that.
Well, the dad was putting up the Christmas tree. It scared me to death. There was about seven of them that ran through my backyard. I opened that back sliding door and got my broom.
They went.
Crazy lady's got a broom after us.
Well, I'm taking out my car over my on my front yard after I hang this thing. I need to put you on speed dial.
My neighbors have,
you know, I've had a couple of them in green. We really don't like both of them have came around and said, if you'll just come out, just come out and shoot a couple, that would be great.
Of course.
What happened to that? Well, they get a little, you know, they eat every shrub we bought.
Location. Fine.
No, I'm good with that. You can come over anytime you want to. I'm going to put you on speed dial. But yes, I chase any animals out of my yard. I don't care what kind.
They eat my shrubs too, by the way. I can't keep them under control in my own yard.
Well, that's the damn rule.
Nothing works.
See that? I can play.
Yeah, something does work.
Pull up the
blood poisoning.
I'm going to be okay.
Well, that's what we call seeing them as blood poisoning. It does work good for blood poisoning too.
That's an evil dog. Evil dog.
Where's the community center?
He pinned my mother. It's a poodle. And he pinned my mother in the car one time. She knocked it out of the car in my front yard in my driveway.
Oakmont Community Center?
But no, she really don't make a lot of money off of me.
Yeah, because I live right
there. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So where is the location that we want to put it?
On Dale Drive.
Well, y'all didn't pay me enough of the easement to put that thing in front of my house, those wires, right after I moved in. I was not happy.
Well, you know, we could have
just not even brought them at all.
My electricity was working just fine.
So somebody else had to get easement on their property to give it to you.
It's in
no, my electricity was on and off. Yeah. It was something y'all were increasing because of those two high-rise things that condos down there on Lakeshore.
Okay, so where is that?
Increased power or something. I don't know. Jim forced me to sign it. And I said, I'm not going to. He said, I'm working with him. How are you going to sign this?
It's a good move. We had you over barrel.
I held out for $3.
Here's a lot.
Did you? I paid Wes Robertson $5 for his $168.
All right, looks like we're having too much fun. Let's get started. All right, let's call this meeting to order, the Tuesday, January 2012 regular meeting. Mr. Atchie, if you'd like to establish a quorum, please.
Okay, Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Susan Martin.
Here.
Dave Stewart. It's not here. Rick Cuddell.
I'm here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
And Ray Edwards is not here. Rick Therese.
Here.
And Randy Hayes.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
All right, very good. If you want to move forward with the explanation of the meeting procedures.
Sorry about that. I forgot to get this flag here.
The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for new concept requests, which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and also to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-in sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by a decision of the Commission, you must appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the Planning Commission office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or project will be called. At that time, you will be asked to please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case is heard. Thank you so much.
Thank you. First item on our agenda is the review and action for the minutes of December 2011. Those should have been in your packets that you received earlier in the month. I would entertain a motion on those minutes.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes of December 2011.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the minutes? Okay. Hearing no discussion. All those in favor accepting the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Final votes. First up, we've got Country Park. Do we have a representative here for Country Park? I know Eddie's not here, but okay, that's what I figured. All right. Step on up, if you would, please. Do you want to go over some of that?
Well, the Planning Commission, you'd requested that I research a little bit of information on this.
Very good.
Of course, this is the decision hearing, and the applicant is seeking approval of a Division 3 permit in order to convert a residence located at 121 Yale Street to a commercial use. One of the things that's been done here is basically... one of the concerns that the commission had was in the number of uses that were requested. The applicant has gone back through. I tried to just indicate all of the uses that were originally proposed.
Okay.
And then the applicant is actually asking to strike a number of these. I think the applicant likely felt that a number of these weren't realistic for that location, and so they have limited that number of uses by quite a bit. Some of the other information as well. The staff did contact the city of Branson as well, just because there had been some discussion of the development to the west, and the city of Branson did confirm that was an approved planned unit development, and they did also confirm that Fountain Street would be improved. However, that this was one of the stipulations of this planned unit development was that it was to be a service road for this Branson Hills area to be known as St. Andrews. But basically it was just to be a road strictly for public safety needs. So just an access if there was a need for police or fire to get into the facility. It wasn't to be a permanent road permanent access point into the development, from my understanding.
Do you have any idea if it was how the access was going to be? Is it gated, or
that's my understanding is that it actually would be gated, and so it would be restricted. Now, if you had an emergency vehicle that had to get in there, I don't know if
I'm sure they've
if
got
they
code
would yeah allow yeah. But it would that they said that they were really specific that was one of the requirements is that yes they would improve that access but it was going to be limited strictly to public safety.
So essentially that road is for all intents and purposes a dead end. I mean it does that's not
exactly
through, that doesn't make it a through street.
Exactly. That's correct.
Or with this. I mean, if somebody else, I guess, would build them out of road the rest of the way, then it could. But for now,
yeah,
there's no plans to make that a three street.
That was my understanding.
Okay.
That it was just strictly for public safety.
Bob, can I see the, would you put the slide back up that shows what they marked out
as?
Yes, I did that too. So we can look at that.
I was going to say, you might confirm I didn't miss anything, too. Just to be on the safe side.
Thank you, Bob.
Uh-huh.
Any other questions for Bob? That we might have, I think those are the things that we asked you to check on, but I don't want to make. I mean, that's what I had on my notes.
Well, we have to find out about the well, how the well was closed.
And I may kind of turn that over to you. I knew. Okay.
I dug it up and that's how it's capped off.
Okay.
Yeah. So we kept all. It's about 2 foot.
It's what now? I was the one that brought that original thing to the table.
It's about 2 foot deep and it's capped off. I
would like it, if this is approved, I would like it in the decision of record that it has been done and goes through the right people in Jefferson City that control things like that, and they certify that it has been properly closed.
Per DNR?
Yeah.
Does that stipulation cover our normal blanket stipulation or not? I mean,
no,
I just want to make sure we're specific.
In that. That, okay. That is not one of the things that's in the blanket stipulation.
Okay. Okay.
We don't need any more old wells out here leaking.
Okay. Any questions for our representative?
The ones.
State
that,
your name for us, too, sorry.
Jack Houseman.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, so the slide he showed us, so all these are maybes. What ifs, or have you talked to these people? So it's still, are you just leaving the door open?
Yes. Yeah, we just eliminated some of the uses, but.
I think at this point, we need to take a look at this list, and of course, we may not agree which one has the biggest
impact
on the neighborhood, but we might look at, I mean, that's what we need to look, the one that's left on the list as far as the biggest impact, and kind of look at it from that standpoint. Some of those obviously will have more of an impact than others.
Well,
can we bring that slide back in for the property?
Which one, the property?
This one or that one?
Which one do you want to see?
Or does it?
Which one do you want to see?
That one. What's the I know we was talking about the road that's not going to go all the way through, but what's the other one? Right above it.
The one that angles?
This one here.
The two south roads.
Yeah.
Yeah, now this will be the road that'll be the emergency access for that development in Branson. This one's more of just a private drive, isn't it, as far as I know?
All three of those are private drives. And they're not county roads.
No.
Well, I thought Eddie said that was vacated. Is that what you're... That one they're going to try to vacate because of the condos or whatever's going back there. Okay.
Where are you planning on parking the half a dozen rigs?
Do you know, Bob, by looking at these, which one of these would have the most impact on parking?
Probably the heaviest, honestly, would be the medical, because I believe the
one that's struck, though?
Yeah,
but he's taking
I'm talking about stuff that's
with
not struck.
With the ones that aren't struck, I think it's one space for every 200 square feet is about the heaviest.
The beauty shop, that could be busy at times.
Well, the builder and the contractor.
That could be busy at times.
Because if they're working on a project and he's got a lot of pickup trucks out there.
Accounting.
Mortgage lender and broker. I'm just concerned about the traffic since, you know, one of the homeowner's concerns out there was that it was very vague, and I don't really think that this makes it any clearer as to, it's kind of, let's turn it into a commercial property and see what we can rent it out as. And I have a problem with that. I think the families who own the property down there need, we have had people come in and we have been very specific, asking them for specifics to the beauty shop or to the pet thing, you know, the gift shop or whatever. And we have required that of them. So I think when they decide what business is going to be there, then maybe we readdress it. But I have a problem giving a blanket, yeah, okay, for something like this.
Any other comments or questions?
Can you go back to that picture again, Bob? That right there, what would you plan on doing with that?
You mean that sign?
Sign.
Is that where the sign's at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is already a commercial piece of property.
Yeah.
Anything else? Well, hearing no questions or comments, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we disapprove this based on the impact of the citizens around it. Due to the small amount of parking, and I just don't believe that they, you know, there's just not specific enough to for us to say okay and do whatever you want to do out there.
Okay, so a motion's been made to deny the project based on, I want to make sure I get it right what you're saying here, based on use compatibility of the area with the uses that they gave us.
Yes.
Everybody understand that? You got that, Benita? Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I would second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor of denying the proposal, say aye.
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 Opposed to that?
Aye.
Okay, I want to make sure we get it right here. So raise your hand if you're in favor of denying it. 4-2. Okay, motion is denied. Thank you. Okay, next up is American Sportsman's Holdings. And do we have a representative here for that?
Yes.
Very good. Tell us your name, please.
Paul Radlicka with MW Towers here tonight on behalf of American Sportsman Holdings and 18th.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for being here. Do you have some stuff for us first, Bob? Or
I really didn't have any new information on this one. I was just going to turn it over to Paul.
Okay. Are you the person that we asked to be here this week to answer some questions about? I want to make sure we got the right guy. Okay,
yes.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate that.
Can you hear me okay? I can't hear.
Yeah, I think so, everybody.
Okay. And I apologize. I'm not sure if that mic is on.
I think it is. I don't know if it's on mute.
I think there we go.
There.
All right, very good. Why don't you, I think a couple of the questions that we had, do you know the questions that we had?
I think the question that was conveyed to me was the location that was selected. Did we look at other locations and why?
And would those work, yeah, as far as, is there another location that's, because there's a lot of property that the landowner happens to own around there, is there another location that would work about as good, or why not?
Understood. So what I put before you tonight is a few slides. One has an aerial that has six locations. The location that we have before you tonight and five other locations that we reviewed with American Sportsman Holding that owns, like you say, extensive property in the area.
Okay.
Looking at some of the locations that we were working on, two locations were out on 86 Highway. They didn't provide the coverage in the cove and the surrounding properties that AT&T was looking to accomplish with this project. The other properties, because of the way the land lays, we would have been building a taller tower in the neighborhood of 150 feet.
And this one proposed, if I remember right, is 80.
This is an 80-foot monopine. The steel structure itself with a skin around it is 75 feet, and then the top 5 feet are branches. And I believe Eddie didn't convey properly. AT&T is the end user of this project, so this will be for wireless communications. It's a multi-carrier structure, so we're looking at Verizon and other carriers to put antennas on it as well.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that what we're hearing is right. It may be used for other things, but one of the uses is going to be a cellular use by AT&T, or it's only right now AT&T. One of the things we heard, what we understood last week, is it was for intra use inside of, let's say, Big Cedar Lodge.
Mm-hmm. It'll boost the signal in that entire cove on the Big Cedar properties and in the houses in the nearby area.
But it is an AT&T signal and with co-locate options for other carriers.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we certainly did not understand that last week. So, okay. Sorry, go ahead.
It was also conveyed that there were some concerns about the health effects of a cell tower. I brought you something from the American Cancer Society that addresses this on their website. This is also something that the FCC has clear guidelines as far as how carriers operate. Cell towers are about 1,000 times under the allowable thresholds. So a TV signal, which would be at 100,000 watts, boosting out over miles, cell towers are 100 watts effective radiated power, so they're measured in the 1,000th of a milliwatt at the base of the tower. So I'll make the statement that we're operating under those guidelines and that there aren't known harmful effects.
Okay, and just for the public, since that's where the question came from, because that's where we want to make sure we get their questions answered, you found this on the American Cancer?
Yes, sir.
Society's website. Okay. So for anybody that has those questions, they can certainly look at that. I know some folks might have some concerns about that. So there's not an address on here, but somebody's welcome to take this with them after the meeting if they want. Thank you.
And other than that, I'm here to answer any questions you have for me.
One of the things that you said that I heard, I mean, I'm looking at a picture, and I was out there today. Went out there today. It's a beautiful area, by the way. I've been out there many times, but not right there. And it is beautiful, all of that. But along with beauty become people want to move out there and progress and so forth. So that's what we're trying to balance here. Did you say it's going to be a steel tower with the top 5 feet being branches? Because the pictures we've got, that's not what it looks
the
like.
The entire structure, well, the pole itself is steel, but it'll have a cladding on it. So it'll resemble tree bark.
Okay.
So that's from the ground up. Then the top 5 feet, that's just branches that are fastened to it, but then it has branches up and down the entire tower.
Okay, so the picture is representative.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I thought I heard you say that just the top 5 feet, so I want to make sure what we were looking at was representative of what you're doing. Okay. What other questions?
There is just no way to put it across the cove. Yeah. On and keep it on Big Cedar's property, even though it would intermingle with some of their rental properties that are already there.
Based on their development plan and what the real estate they had available, we tried to put it over there and it didn't work. Where we did want to put it, we would have had a 150-foot tower, and that wasn't.
There's none of those spots marked on your map.
Right by the.
Yeah, there's one right here.
Well, on the right hand side, location, yes, but not down in the area where they probably really need it.
Location one was...
It's headed back up the hill.
Yes.
Well, this is Big Cedar right here.
Yeah. But I'm talking about over here in this area where there is condos and rentals. Oh.
Okay.
And still their property.
Are you still right. Location one on there?
Location one is...
Yeah.
To the left.
Other side of the cove. But it's up above everything else. And they're wanting it down here close to where it does cover everything low. Okay. And that would put it totally on their property and it is on their property where they're wanting to put it, but it's interfering with all these neighborhood people.
Understood, sir.
One of the things that we want to do is make sure that we do our due diligence for the folks out there. And one of the things I noticed when I was out there for a lot of that property is there's currently not any utility lines to serve that. Where you are, there are. And probably where these other locations, there are. But some of the other locations, there's just no utilities. So to even get utilities in there, you're talking about cutting down a lot of timber and to get it in there. So I get a little bit of that, being that I'm in that business. But so that limits it a little bit as to where they can put it. I understand that. If you don't mind, Paul, just a moment. I've got a question for somebody who brought us some some literature tonight, and I want to ask Amanda, would you mind coming up? I've got a question about this, because I don't know if you're aware of this, and this may not be an option, but we want to explore the option before we make any decisions.
Okay.
If you don't mind, I'm just going to read this.
No, okay? That's fine.
This is from Amanda Tefree. Good morning. I'm writing you regarding the Planning Commission's meeting being held tonight. I understand that there will be a representative speaking about the choice of location for American Sportsman Holding proposed monopine tower, and that the final vote on this issue will be tonight, allowing for no further public comment, which is true unless we have questions. With that said, I hope that you will take it into consideration that following last week's commission meeting, a group of neighbors and myself attended the monthly board meeting of Oakmont, and if I understand right, this is all in Oakmont. So I want to make sure the board's all, that's all part of Oakmont, okay? The board was unaware of our concerns, the board of Oakmont, unaware of our concerns in regards to the location choice for the tower, and were able to offer that tower be placed near the community center building. It is mine and my neighbor's hope that this new offer is a more suitable location for the tower will be found. I also have available a petition signed by 14 residents, which he turned in. So I just wanted to bring that up and make sure that what I understand you're saying here is maybe there's an option for them to do something up by the community center. Now, that really throws a curveball to you because you probably didn't even look at that. And, of course, then there's leasing issues and all kinds of other issues that you have to go through, if I'm not mistaken. So, but I wanted to bring that to your attention to make sure that you were aware of that location possibility and didn't know if you knew that. So I just wanted to confirm with you that that's what
yes,
we have.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I spoke with the board. And, yes.
All right. Just maybe stay close in case they have some questions for you. Thank you. Now we'll switch back up. Sorry about that. Were you aware of that possibility? Or, I mean, it came up until, of course.
Just heard it tonight.
Okay, that's what I thought. So, obviously, you know, part of what it's, and while we're going off here is an email letter. We're not going off of anything firm, but the tower may be placed near the community center building. Do you know where that's at?
I do not.
Do you mind? Where's your?
I was thinking the same thing.
I believe. And somebody, correct me if I'm wrong, that's right there.
I think you're right.
Okay, there's your location there, and the Oakmont building is right there, which is, I believe, a little higher elevation.
Well, location four.
What's that?
Location four. On
no, location four is farther that way, right there. This piece is right there. Now, you know, that comes from an offer from Oakmont, and there's a lot of things that would have to be worked out to make that happen, I'm sure, if that's even a viable option. And there's no way that I don't want to put you on the spot asking you whether it would be, but I wanted to let you know that came forward with the concerns of the group and the area. And you know, if we can make the petitioner happy and the folks that have concerns happy, then we've done our best job. And so that's our goal if we can. Sometimes we can't make everybody happy, but, you know, we try to try to look at all of the options that we can to see if there's a better option before we move forward.
Well, having that option on the table, rather than saying no, I'd say if we could continue our vote for 30 days, I'd like to look at it.
Okay.
My initial opinion, I'm not the RF engineer, is that we're not much further away from location four, which location four would have had to have been about 250 feet, and it still didn't adequately cover the intended target area.
Okay.
But if it's acceptable to you to
if it's acceptable for you to for us to table to look at that before we make a decision, I think that would I would hope that would do the best. You know, we're doing the best representation we can for those folks down there.
I think I'd be doing a disservice to myself and to you by saying no, it's not going to work tonight without really looking at it. So I'd like to, you know, take the time, talk to the Oakmont.
If you make a significant change like that, it'll have to come through and there ought to be a notification process go out to
Well, we can table
that
it.
Area.
We yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
You're talking about the 600 foot.
It's really a separate. It's really it would really be a separate application since it's a new location.
Yeah, it's a significant change. It's not you're not talking apples and apples.
I'd still like to table it if that's acceptable and look at it and come back in 30 days and we either withdraw this application or we move forward with it.
Can we table this application and then if they decide that the other
that won't work?
And if they decide that the new location might work, then they fill out a new application. Is that possible?
Yeah, essentially, that's the route that we would.
Do you have any idea how much, what kind of timetable you're on here?
In terms of when we're looking to construct something, or how long it would take to look? Summer.
Okay, so putting it off a month is not going to put you in a bind.
End of summer.
Now,
okay. Okay.
Now, here's one other thing, just to throw a wrench in this. But by the regs, it says that next month's meetings will be dedicated to code amendments. I didn't know. I mean, I don't know that there's anything that says you can't table it.
Can we make an exception for this?
That's what I wondered, too, if you could table it.
Yeah, I think this would be an exception to that. Since
we've already worked on code amendments.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, well, in lieu of that new information, I would entertain a motion to table that until next month's meeting, until the February meeting.
I make a motion that we table this particular project until next month's meeting to give him time to look at this alternate location.
With understanding, if you do have an alternate location, it would have to be, per our regulations, it has to be a new...
Understood.
Okay, which puts things back a little bit, but it
maybe we're looking at fall, but yeah, I
okay. Well, we will do the best we can inside of our constraints to fit it in.
I second that motion.
Okay. Just, any discussion on that?
Just to clarify really quickly, are we tabling it to February 13th or February 21st?
February 21st is our normal vote week, right? So I think that's what we need to stay on that schedule for folks that may have questions.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
All those in favor of tabling that?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, for the folks that are concerned about that, you can call the office to see if we're going to be voting on that on the 21st of February. Mr. Atchley should know by then, or if we're going to be proposing a new site. I think that's the best we could do is look at that other site, and then we'll go from there. Thank you. Okay.
And thank you also for your willingness to do this and your open-mindedness to work with that. That's very appreciated.
Hey, if it works,
try not to have people hate me.
You can have that. There you go.
Yeah, you might want to give a copy of it.
You want another copy? There's a phone number on the last page. There's not a website, but there's a phone number to call.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, next on the agenda is Spear Hill Air Park. I know we've got representatives here for that tonight. And from what I understand, you're going to read some stuff there, aren't you,
Bob? I'll go through just a couple
of
things.
Go ahead. All right, very good.
Just very, very briefly. Basically, a couple of the things that the Planning Commission had asked me to look into is one of the biggest things was whether or not there were any FAA or Federal Aviation Administration regulations. And there's actually not governing private runways. Now, one of the things I've found is if there is a runway that is registered with the FAA and someone proposes a new runway that's going to be registered, then they have to notify that other runway owner to confirm that you're not going to have flight patterns that are going to conflict, basically, from my understanding.
How close together are you? What?
And what the orientation's. The biggest thing is, but really if it's looked upon as a private runway, there's really no regulations, no federal regulations. They kind of leave it to the local entities to govern that. Probably the other big thing was, of course, this at one point was issued a stop work order. The applicant or developer has come into the office, has obtained the land disturbance permit, and has provided the appropriate bonding and also the soil and erosion control plan at this point, so that's been taken care of.
So the items that were tabled, the issue that it was tabled on before has been resolved?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that's, I think those were the key items I remember.
Okay.
Needing further investigation.
There wasn't one with the drain off that would be covered under DNR then? The runoff of the water and into the core property or?
I know that
was discussed.
Yeah, we did discuss that also. I know it's my understanding with the core rules that a 404 permits, for example, is usually just required if there's going to be some actual construction in the creek channel itself or the stream channel itself. And normally if it's not in an actual waterway of the United States, they really don't govern a whole lot there.
So with the amount of ground and the amount of surface that's still ground, I mean, it's all covered under, I mean, it's all taken care of.
Exactly.
There's not going to be much hard surface there.
Yeah, we just don't, there's exactly right. There's not going to be a huge addition of impervious surface. Now, there will be a pretty good area, of course, right around the runway itself. But, I mean, our regs really call out for them to provide us with some stormwater engineering, but it doesn't really specify currently what all that has to entail. You know, it doesn't really spell out that you have to have a detention basin of a certain size or defined, you know, stormwater calculations right now.
Okay.
Well, didn't we determine that the property right in here on this side is core property?
No. The stuff to the south.
Yeah, it's more...
that's the big farm over right there.
Is
no.
Here, is core property right
no, that's, prob- that's private. That little triangle?
Little triangle.
That triangle's core. You're still... No. Here, let me have that's core, and that's core.
Core property right there.
And actually, that's core. And those pieces right there are. Because the lake goes right up through here like this. But that's private. And that's private.
And due to the way that it's built, it's not going to run on that property the way I see it. You look at a contour. I haven't been down there, but you look at a contour map, and it don't show That's not where it's going to
You're
run.
Talking about
all
here?
That,
yeah, some's going to run right, here, run but most of it's going to run this way, I think.
Itself.
Yeah.
So, but either way, it's within our own guidelines as far as how we cover it with the amount of acreage we're talking about.
Exactly. And
the main thing that I'm concerned about is that we just make sure that we are covering our environmental stuff, which we generally do with our rules and regulations on that.
Exactly.
And folks that often have those concerns, like the gentleman to the east probably doesn't realize what we have in our recs already. So, okay. Any other questions for the representative?
I have one question. If we're permitted for them to build a private runway, what about the access to it, to and from it from the highway? I mean, is this all under one application?
Yeah. This road right here, Randy,
yeah, 50-foot private road.
Is, meets all of our specs. Right there, that goes to that. Is
a
that
portion of it's already approved.
And that's is that M? Is that M Highway? Approved.
Yes, that's
okay. That entrance is there.
Oh no, right. M takes off of Cedar Creek. That's you got me lost now.
But it is a highway right there. Look to that.
That
right?
Is yeah,
it's
highway,
M.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. One of the questions I've got, again, about this east border, I know that you're going to show the airport or the airstrip going all the way to the property line so nothing can be built or anything like that, but I would like to see something in the decision record, if it's approved, that says that the actual runway itself, the physical runway, won't be any closer than 50 yards to that to that eastern border. Do you have any problems with that? Okay.
Okay.
That'll ensure at least that it can't be built all the way to the fence.
Yeah.
All
we
the way
don't
to the
want any closer in school Ozarks is to 65,
huh? That's pretty close.
Yeah.
Just enough place to...
Yeah. I mean...
Well, I think you know, when the landowner on that side saw that, one of the things he was concerned about, that it could be built all the way to the property border, and that would ensure something at least that it won't be built all the way to the property border.
Yeah, that's just kind of a safety to keep anybody else from building there.
Yeah, I understand that. And so I'd like it to be a little more firm than that as far as just want to make sure that that wouldn't impede you in some way in building that. So,
And like the chairman had indicated, I think that was the neighboring property owner's primary concern. Is I think he had a real concern that the actual physical runway would actually come to the edge of the property, basically right to the edge of his property.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So
neither side of it actually comes right to it.
Yeah. Well, in that way, it doesn't really affect what you're already doing, and that way it's in writing, and everybody understands where we are on that, and that would help alleviate his concerns. Any other questions?
Yes. Do you guys intend to have the airport in place before you start marketing this?
Yeah. Miss Warner, if you want to come.
This area, this runway here is relatively flat. We're going to just put in a grass strip to start with. We've only got about 2 weeks' worth of work to do and then reseed it. And then at that point, we'll open up sales.
Will it be in an operation with the grass strip?
Yes, for the owners who live out there. Private.
One other question for you, too. Have you looked into any kind of a sewer system to put on this? I mean, that's going to be 150 septic tanks on that hilltop.
To meet all the requirements and DNR and everything, we went with 5-acre tracts. Preferably, I would rather do systems, but if we get to that point, we'll come back and represent it in sections.
Okay. Do you control or own any of the land north and south of this?
North and south.
Is this the total package we're talking about right
That's
here?
That's it right there. From the State Highway M. It's actually a county road already. They're back to where it dissects to the right.
There?
Yeah, that's a county road clear to the top tower lot.
Right there? Or here, yeah, to right the tower there. Lot.
Mm-hmm. So that's already an established county road off on the highway.
That the county road is responsible for.
You know where the tower...
It's not a county road. Let me rephrase that. It's built to county standards. It's a private road.
Okay, it's a private road.
It's a private road built to county standards.
So it's chip and seal or something?
Gravel.
Gravel.
The right-of-way that is given to it is to county standards. To current county standards.
Correct.
Have you looked at...
But even at this in this drawing, Bob, they're all to our standards. Regardless.
Yes, and this is the thing, by the code book, the way it's written now, if they're 5-acre tracts or larger, it requires the 50-foot of right-of-way, but it doesn't specify that they have to either asphalt or chip and seal. It just specifies that they have to give that right-of-way, essentially.
Anything except give the established 50-foot right-of-way.
Exactly, it, with them being 5-acre tracts and larger. Mm-hmm.
My years have ran together on me on being on here, but I think at one time I don't know if it ever got passed, so this is why I said I think at one time we talked about, though, before someone could sell a lot, a certain amount of infrastructure had to be in to that lot. Is that right? I know we talked about doing that because, you know, we're talking about if somebody builds a lot here and decides they want to build a house, but there's nothing here to get to it. Then we're trying to protect the person who buys that lot all the way back there.
Exactly.
Do you know if that's in the current code, or is that in?
Are we gonna get them?
I don't know that it is. To be honest with you, I know it's been discussed.
Okay, we've had so many discussions on that stuff.
Because the one talking about if you got into that too much, you're making too many hardships on the developer and blah, 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 this and that.
So buyer beware.
Essentially, yeah, that's what it boils down to.
What you see is what you get.
Right, exactly. Okay, that's part of due diligence.
And there was one of the amendments that was forwarded to the county commission basically was proposing to modify this road requirement as far as the 5-acre tracts, but the way it's written now, if they're 5-acre tracts or larger, they just...
There was one discussion that I wasn't in on that I heard about.
Okay, that goes up to the tower there.
White River has a key to that.
Application. Which makes sense.
And from there, we'll be building back here.
Okay. Randy, what question did you have?
I've got it right here. This new one would be proposed. But right now, the current road comes straight across through here. And Terry Drive from MoDOT came out.
Did you get your concern alleviated? Is something that the rest of the commission needs to know?
I would just want, I had her show me where the existing road went in there. And, of course, where they're proposing, they got to work with MoDOT as far as they're permitting that access and everything.
Right.
So as long as they're satisfied in site distance and everything.
Which we cover in our decision of record.
Actually, they've submitted a letter.
And that's
actually a driveway also there. It's just not been used until now. So there's already a driveway culvert there, and that's already inspected.
Would you mind going back? I don't really want to go over the whole thing, but just to remind us, being this has been a month or so, because I know there's some other things that are requested besides just residential. I believe maybe.
Yes.
I want to make sure that everybody understands what it is there that's being requested.
Yeah, there were a total of four commercial lots that are proposed and a golf course. Let me just read this. The applicant is proposing to subdivide a total of 1,018 acres into 140 residential lots, four commercial lots, and a golf course. Of course, again, all the lots will be 5 acres or greater in size. The other part of this, basically approximately 43 acres, were already approved as a minor subdivision, which is, right there. Now, the commercial lots are indicated as commercial lot 1, which is a community hangar, commercial lot 2, which is a community hangar, the Spirit Hill commercial lot 3, and commercial lot 4, which is riding stable. One of the proposed conditions is the staff is proposing, since we know that commercial lot 1 and 2 are going to be community hangars, we weren't really requesting that they come back through for a new Division 3. However, this commercial lot 3, there wasn't anything that specified what that use was going to be.
So before they can pull a permit, they need to come back and get it approved as to what that use would be.
Exactly. And so on that commercial lot, we were really proposing that they come back.
Is that in here in your...
Yes. Yeah. We're basically... Well, and actually...
So we're only actually giving 3 permits for commercial lots?
Yes. Well,
3 commercial lots are what we're asking for.
And we were recommending that they come back for another Division 3 exactly for that other lot, just because it doesn't specify.
Okay. Actually,
we
would
say 4 lots.
We would probably come back for all of it because it would be a site plan for hangar layout.
Okay.
I have no problem bringing it all back.
Okay.
Which is actually what you have in your...
Which is what I initially had. Okay. So,
yeah,
if you're...
That. It needs to.
Okay.
Sounds good. That's the way it should be.
Any other questions for the representatives? I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion to accept it with the regulations and stipulations that we have talked about.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion to accept and a second discussion, which I've got a little just to make sure we get it in the minutes. One of the things that we talked about, Benita, was that the runway would not...
Yes.
The physical runway would not be built any closer than 50 yards to the east property line.
But the easement would continue.
The easement will continue, absolutely. That way nobody
That's the
can...
safety factor.
Absolutely. But the physical runway won't be built any closer. That was part of your motion, right?
Right.
I just wanted to specify that one. I think everything else is already in writing in here. So, any other discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Raise your hands if you would, please. Keep them up. Sorry. I want to make sure. 1, 2, 3. Okay, all those opposed?
I'm abstaining.
We have an abstention?
Abstention, I guess. Either way, I'm not.
An abstention? Okay, well, then it passes. Motion passes. We had 3-4 and 1 against and 2 abstentions. Do you need them? We can get them for you, Benita, if we need to.
I didn't get the
negative. It was Rick. Is that right, Rick? You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just keep communicating with our office so everybody knows what's going on.
Not a problem.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Concepts tonight, we've got one. I know who that is. I see him out here. Crawford's Towing Service.
And all I've put together on it is some aerial photos. And I know you usually hear from the applicant first. I did want
something you want to do first.
Well, I wanted to bring up one thing, and
okay.
and I want the the commission's input on this. In this particular case, initially I had told the applicant that he would need to apply for a Division III permit, but on review of the code book, I really don't see a reason, honestly, to require a Division III permit.
Okay, and what did you find as to why? So we know.
Essentially, what we've got is we've got the existing business here.
Uh-huh.
It's got the existing towing business
mm-hmm.
and that automotive service. What they're doing is they're basically splitting this into two lots, not just essentially to split the interest between the two. And so, in my mind, in a lot of ways, it wouldn't actually be increasing the density, because they're not splitting this to construct anything else. They're basically splitting it
for legal,
so they can split their interests.
And there's sewer out there. I mean,
yes,
that's my neighborhood. So
they just split it so there'd be two owners and the operation continue the same, with what I read.
Yes.
So there would be no changes whatsoever.
Does any of the commission feel like we need to hear this?
I don't think so.
No.
And if it's your suggestion that you don't think we do, then I'm okay with working on that administratively.
Okay.
That'll save some time and some money.
That was my feel as well. I just wanted to get confirmation.
Okay. But you can come back next month if you want.
If you really want to.
Just see how.
we can rake you over the coals if you want us to. We don't, you know.
They'll make you feel better.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all we... You just have to... So you'll need to get with Bob to work out whatever you need to work out in the
okay.
office, okay. But as far as the public stuff, we're done.
Really, anytime. Just come by anytime.
I'll come by tomorrow.
Okay.
Around dinner time.
He works better on a full stomach. Old and new business.
I didn't have anything really that I can think of. The county commission has board appointments on their agenda for Thursday. I haven't had an opportunity to confirm with them that potentially that's an appointment to the planning commission and the board of adjustment, but I would assume that it is.
Okay. We don't have any empty represents, but we have one that's
we've actually got one empty as well.
Who's that?
It's Big Creek.
Who was that last time?
Carl Fry.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And so I think potentially there may be a new representative for that township.
And then do we get confirmation on Susan, or has she already been confirmed?
We haven't yet. One way or the other, we have not
all right.
at this point. I was hopeful that we would receive that confirmation Thursday as well.
Okay. What time is their meeting?
Stare them down, girl.
Around 9:30.
I think it's 9:30-ish.
I guess I have a question. Anybody else get their hate mail from the people from Fruit Farm Road?
I got hate mail a long time ago.
Yeah,
no, I meant recently.
Oh, no.
No? Haven't got anything.
I guess my question is that...
Nobody's got my address.
I guess my question
Before
is you. That they're gonna meet on when? Thursday night, the adjustment board?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. And I can't be here, there's something just don't go down right with that on me. Now it puts us where we're taking the bullets and they're going to dinner afterwards.
Explain a little bit, Dave, because I want to make this.
They're talking about changes. They're talking about the decibels weren't described
right.
accurately. Well, and then they're talking about the infrastructure that we demanded to be in place.
Right.
Before they do that. Now, the part about whether it's all built today or tomorrow, that don't really... that's of no big concern to me because most people have their own timetable. But if you're going to change the whole deal, then it needs to come back before us, looks to me like, because you're not voting on apples and apples. You're voting on apples and oranges.
Publicly, you and I mean, I'll say it publicly. I've asked in the office. This
well, that's I a, say will go public.
Well, well, because I've asked in the office for them to check on our code, okay, because you and I agree completely. Matter of fact, I think exactly what I said is, why do we exist?
That's right.
If another board can just change everything we set in, especially after we sat and listened to the public's concerns on both sides for 6.5 hours, you know, we have a lot more information than they
That's
do
right.
to go on.
We're out there taking the bullets, and they just...
My main concern on this is that whatever the Board of Adjustment does is they follow the law and our regulations. Period.
And it cannot be on changes.
Well, that's you and I agree, but I think... I've asked Bob to look into that to inform the Board of Adjustment. I'm not sure the first 5 changes that they made they could make either.
If I was going to be here Thursday night, I would inform them.
It's tomorrow. But
it's
tomorrow night.
Oh, I will be there then.
Yeah. You know, but
I'll have to leave Thursday morning.
But and where is it? Is it at the gym?
It's actually going to be held here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again,
sign up sheet.
Oh yes.
You and I agree completely, and I would imagine most of the rest of you agree if we sit there and make a decision, the best informed decision as a
That's right.
as a board that we can make, whether we all agree or not doesn't matter. Once the decision's made, I support that decision.
That's right. And we all got our vote. That's
right.
Fine.
Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of thought and time was put into that. And unless there's absolute, I'm under the opinion, unless it's a rule of law or information that we weren't aware of, and in that case, it ought to come back before us. It ought to not go to the Board of Adjustment. Unless it's a code issue or a rule of law, I don't understand how they can make those changes myself.
Well, I can tell you, on my part, and I'm just speaking for myself alone.
Yeah.
But if I had known that the sound level could have been quite a bit different, or if I'd have known that they didn't have to put the infrastructure in to get the traffic in and out, I'd have voted against it.
Right.
Well, that was the whole intent.
Right.
To make sure that those...
So, you know.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we all got our vote, and that's the way I felt about it.
So,
it wasn't a clear-cut decision either way.
The applicant, I agree. The applicant is, and this is just my opinion, is certainly setting themselves up for an easier civil procedure if they don't follow our own rules and regulations of Taney County, which I still don't know if the board is, if they make those changes. I'm still curious whether they even have the authority to make those changes. And I've asked more than once, and it's hard to get counsel to give us an answer. Let's just leave it at that.
They're trying to keep your job.
Well, it's not, and I'm not talking about anybody on staff.
I'm talking about counsel.
I'm talking about our legal counsel. It's hard to get an answer. And so, you know, staff works their rear ends off to get us stuff, and they do the best they can, but some of that stuff we need up.
No, I'm not hammering staff.
I know. I'm just covering their rear ends publicly. So
I'll hammer them on my own time.
Exactly. That's what I was doing. That's what I said. But anyway, I've asked Bob to, you know, inform the chairman of the Board of Adjustment of our concerns of them making changes to make sure that they are within that. And you will do that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, it sounds like you'll do that tomorrow, which is even better.
If it's going to be tomorrow, well.
It is tomorrow at what time?
That'll be at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, we were the smart ones. We changed ours to 6 o'clock.
I can't pass my bedtime.
Used to be 7. Hey, used to be, this meeting used to be 7.
Sean.
Yes, sir.
Can you give me some schooling here real quick?
I'll do my best.
Since I've not read all that. Can just something that we voted on here, can we discuss that?
It's open.
As long as we're a quorum sitting here?
Yeah, I mean, it's an open meeting. We're still online. Yeah. And Yeah.
The airport.
Which one?
The Spirit, the one we just voted on.
Yes.
If they do this one like they did the first one,
That's what bonds are for.
Yeah. We've talked about that.
And we don't...
We ain't got no regulation over what they've done on the other one? Or anybody?
No.
Who's got... Nobody's got anything over them? No.
It's kind of like a court of law. What has happened before don't have anything to do with what's happening right now.
It can make us ask better questions, but it certainly can't keep us from denying a project because we're zoning stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly why I asked about the runway being in first.
Yeah.
Well, it's what Sean said was buyer beware. And people go down there and spend a bunch of money buying those lots with there not being a road to it, or there not being an airport there or an airstrip there of any kind. That's not for us to say, because that's my concern. But
aren't we here to, I mean, we're supposed to weigh both sides, and I think part of our job is to protect the public.
Well, we cannot protect the public if she does everything right.
And another part of our job is protect the people's rights to bring projects forward.
That's right.
Equal balance.
It is, and it's a difficult balance.
And I agree.
It's a difficult balance, and you're not going to make friends on either side.
I think when we know the history of what's went in the past, it doesn't hurt to ask hard, you know, make sure we really look into something.
Yeah, ask all the right questions.
But we certainly can't. We need to look at it from a zoning standpoint. Is this piece of land, is this a proper use by our rules and regulations for that piece of property?
You can't let it get personal, it'll drive you nuts.
Yeah. I know what you're asking.
It's not being personal, man. That's the reason I couldn't go either way. I don't know. I just ain't seen enough of it to make a judgment, I guess.
Okay. Any other questions about that?
You've lived here a long time. You have a feel for Taney County, but now you just go with your gut feeling. What I do, if you want.
That's what I done on that.
Well, that's fine.
It's fine.
Well, the tower's got my concern more than anything else.
My thing on the tower, if it was put up right where they're talking about now, in 2 months it would be forgotten after it's built.
Have you guys been out there?
Yeah. I know exactly.
It's,
it's downhill from all those people that live there.
I don't.
And they're going to see it.
Not much.
But they're not going to look at it after it's been there a while.
Well, right. Them people.
I think.
The people that bought them lots. That one guy, Bob, you got that on them 7 lots in that house?
You want me to pull it up real quick?
Now, if that tree would have been there before he bought them lots and come in there and built that house,
wouldn't have made a bit of difference.
He'd have thought that was a pretty tree standing up there. That's my personal thing.
Well, you know, as far as looking at another location, the applicant was willing to do that, which is great, and then we can just take all the information and make a decision from there. But I was going to encourage you. It sounds like most everybody's been out there. If you haven't been out there, drive out there and look at it, because it's...
I've never seen one of those guys come in yet. When you try to pin them down, do they have an alternative location, and they'll tell you every time that they don't.
Yeah.
It's got to be right there.
Yeah.
This was the most forgiving man on this I've ever seen.
I appreciate him willing to work like he did. And
well, hey, if it works out, then everybody's even happier. But if it doesn't, then we've got to vote on the other one.
Exactly.
So, you know, and
the only thing that concerns me is that you specifically asked Eddie Wolf last week, and he was adamant that AT&T, that nobody, no carrier was involved. And either he was misinformed or something. That concerns me. He was here representing the project, and he didn't have all the information. What other information did we not get? So that's what concerns me.
Well, we got to go off to what the most current information that we've got to make a decision.
And we have it tonight, sure.
Yeah. Anyway,
but I appreciate the Paul's willingness to ask us to table it so he can go look. I just appreciate that. So
that was nice. That's the most cooperative effort I've ever seen on the cell phone.
I agree.
He was kind of hinting going to put him into fault. I was taking that as a.
Well, you know, come on.
But we're all going to throw them kind of hints in different situations.
But when we traveled this summer, I saw several of those out west. And you're driving along there and you say, that's a type of that. And you don't really notice it. Yeah. I mean, it really catches you by surprise when you realize it's not.
So I don't think that'd be any different. You build houses. But if you went down there to build a house, you wouldn't even know that tower's there if you went down there.
Well, what if I went down there and bought one of those lots and I wanted to put up an 80-foot CB tower?
What's a CB? I'm just kidding.
It's similar to an eggplant. Oh! I know. I'm just kidding. You know, or whatever. If you're if you like pork, you're a ham operator. I mean, but what if you, as an individual, you wanted to do that? Do we have to have a permit to do that on a lot? No.
No.
Right. And it wouldn't be near as pretty.
That was my point.
Yeah. There's a place over on Wye Highway.
By the way, call me Mr. Twister, so I know what a CB is. Anything else for the good of the county? Or Bonita? Yeah, let's make for the good of Bonita, too, yeah. Okay, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
I'll second that.
Okay, we are adjourned.